This is The Takeaway. John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji are out. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution, the 1979 overthrow of the U.S.-backed Shah, and the rise to power of the Islamic clerics under the Ayatollah Khomeini. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians are celebrating the anniversary today with a rally in the center of Tehran. And interestingly, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said today that he would welcome talks with the United States on condition that they were held on an equal footing. Iran and the U.S., of course, cut ties in 1979 after the U.S.-backed Shah was overthrown. John Line, a BBC correspondent in Tehran, joins us now for more. John, just yesterday, President Barack Obama said he was open to dialogue. Now we have the president of Iran saying he would welcome talks. How much of this is connected?
Well, certainly they are slowly here warming to the new your new president. The reaction has been extremely cautious. The first comments for the first week or two since the inauguration was, let's wait and see. It's up to America to make the first move. And then last week, President Ahmadinejad responded to the unclenched fist comments of President Obama by saying, yes, we're interested, but then launching a really strong attack against America. And now the fist is just beginning to loosen up a bit, not quite fully unclenched, but certainly a warmer response here from President Ahmadinejad.
What is it like there on the ground today? What's happening?
Well, it's been a big rally. It's an annual rally, actually, on the anniversary of the revolution. This is the day 30 years ago when the regime, the Shah's regime, just collapsed, really. The military decided they weren't going to fight anymore. The Shah had already left. And that was it. That was the beginning of the Islamic Republic. So today, it's a little bit like the 4th of July, in a way. People come out. You don't have to support the government to come out. You come out for your what is effectively the national day, although the people at the front of the crowd cheering President Ahmadinejad were obviously the real hardliners. There was a kind of party atmosphere, a lot of stands along the stalls along the street on the way into the rally. And then the rally itself, well, most of it, a fairly boring speech, to be honest, from President Ahmadinejad, listing the achievements of the Islamic Republic, tonnages of production of steel and things like that. It could almost have been Stalin's Soviet Union.
All right. Now, I know you did a report for the BBC on the underground music scene in Iran, which is just one reflection of the fact that nearly half of the country's population is under 25, not even born when the revolution happened. So what does that mean for the legacy of the revolution?
That's right. I think my experience of the younger generation here is that they are really, talk of a generation gap, it's an old phrase we used to use, but they're quite disconnected really from politics. They don't even oppose the government or the concept of the Islamic Republic. They're just completely detached from it. It's how does one get around this? How am I going to be allowed to play my pop music? How am I going to be allowed to, you know, just dress normally and enjoy life normally. And so it's not just an underground pop music scene. Kind of normal life really has gone underground. Dating, for example. You try and find somebody on the internet, or you try and message them, text message them on your phone. You can't go and meet somebody in a bar or something. So life is going on in a sort of parallel universe from the strange hardline, particularly this hardline Islamic government.
All right, John Line, I want to thank you for your report there from Tehran.
My pleasure.
I have to say, John Line looked great in an underground recording studio. You have to see this video. John Line, BBC correspondent in Tehran, one of our partners.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.